I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time again for a look at the week in sports with our very own Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai. You know, this week it's all about college basketball, but how are the athletes doing academically? Well, that's one of the topics I wanted to talk about with our round ball guru, New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
Hey, the great Tony Cox. How are things out there?
Down there in Florida having a good time, aren't you?
Yes, well, you know, stunning and funning, as Walt Frazier would say.
We're down to the Final Four in college basketball, Bill, but here's something interesting. The Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports at the University of Central Florida, not far from you, has issued a report on the graduation rates for NCAA basketball teams that went to the big tournament this year. And surprise, surprise, there is a large gap between the number of white athletes who graduate and the number of black athletes who graduate. Now, only three schools in the survey, Davidson College, a tiny school in North Carolina, and Stanford and Washington State, actually graduated more black players than they did white players. In fact, Davidson graduated 100% of its black players and only half of its white players. But these schools clearly are the exceptions, Bill Roden. The study says the graduation gap is something like 20% higher for white players than black players overall. That's troubling,
isn't
it?
It's troubling, Tony. You know, one of the things that LabCheck finds is 61% of the tournament teams graduated 70% or more of the white players, but only 30% of the black players. And you know, I guess there are a lot of variables you take into consideration. Transfers, you know, guys going to the league, leaving school early. But I think the larger, we can't really skate around this. The larger problem is, I think, a combination of schools taking players who, you know, may or may not really have a great chance of doing well there, and parents and children and their kids choosing places that probably are not for them academically, but basically choosing it just to play basketball. And this really has to change, Tony. How do we get it? I don't know, but this really has to change.
Well, you know, one factor cited by the survey is the fact that black athletes often leave school early for the NBA. I think you just made reference to that. We could spend hours, Bill, debating the benefit versus risk assessment of leaving early. But do you think you really need a college degree if you can make millions right now?
I think so. I mean, clearly the first answer is no. You know, we're all sitting here trying to think about how to pay our kids' tuition. You say, oh, yeah, a million would be great. But I really think that going through a four-year process of earning your degree and meeting people at the university and resources, learning how to think critically, I just think that as a general rule of thumb, going through a four-year or five-year process of a college education, I think is a great thing and should be a goal.
This is something that was interesting, I thought. The survey says black athletes graduate at a significantly higher rate than black students in general.
Yeah.
And that goes for male and female athletes as well, especially for the women whose graduation rate is 72% compared to only 48% for non-athlete co-eds.
Yeah,
it's a lot of numbers. Does it surprise you?
No, it doesn't, because there's an infrastructure and apparatus around the college athlete. It's almost like about two or three safety nets, tutors, layers of tutors, making it really difficult for you to bail out. A lot of times that help is not given to the regular student, you know, just the regular African-American student. Why? Because you're not a financial chit to the university.
You're not making a contribution to the university's coffers.
Yeah.
Before we get away from college basketball, really quickly, Final Four this weekend, who are you picking?
I like, knock on wood, I like Memphis to win it all.
Memphis.
I really think they're playing really well if Calipari could just kind of keep it all together. And I like them playing Kansas for the national championship.
Oh, you're going underdog all the way then, aren't you? All right, one more thing before we get away this week. I know that Isaiah Thomas may be out of a job right now with the New York Knicks. They've brought in former Indiana Pacers boss Donnie Walsh. So if you are Isaiah, do you start cleaning out your office right now, get that picture and that dead plant out of the corner?
Yeah. I start boxing it up. I may move to a smaller office. There's a level of loyalty that Walsh has for Isaiah, and also that Dolan. So I think that they'll find him a place within the organization, but it's not going to be on that bench, and it's not going to be in the front office. Those, you know, the Isaiah Thomas era has pretty much officially ended.
So if you're Isaiah, do you still want to even be associated with the Knicks after all of this?
He probably needs to, you know, wipe the slate clean and go somewhere else. But I just think there's a big pride factor here that would want him, that he just want to be part of cleaning up the mess that he in part helped to create. But, you know, Tony, this stuff has been going on for decades. It just didn't start with Isaiah.
Well, that's true. Time's run out for us, so we'll have to talk about the MVP the next time we get together. Bill, have a good time down in Florida. Don't get sunburned.
Tony, you take care.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.